Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever.
Hi, I'm Mick McDonald.
And I'm Samantha Delgado.
And we're the hosts of the V Foundation for Cancer Research's brand new podcast, Voices for Victory. Thanks for joining us and tuning into our first ever episode.
In launching this podcast, our hope is to share stories of how cancer has affected the lives of so many people and how the V Foundation for Cancer Research is fighting to achieve victory over cancer.
At the beginning of this episode, you heard the famous words of the late Jim Valvano, most often remembered as the head coach at NC State from 1980 to 1990. He led the Wolfpack on one of the greatest Cinderella stories in college basketball history, culminating as winners of the 1983 NCAA tournament.
At the age of 46, Jim was diagnosed with cancer. On the ESPYs stage in 1993, he said he wanted to make sure that no one had to go through the disease again. He formed the V Foundation alongside ESPN to fund cutting-edge research to help finally declare victory over cancer. It's a legacy that has affected and will continue to affect millions of people around the world.
Each episode, we'll speak with folks who've been touched by cancer in some way or leading cutting-edge cancer research, and sometimes both. We want to find out what prompted our guests' dedication to beating cancer, what they're up to now to support it, and where they see cancer research going in the future.
And today, we want to introduce you to the V Foundation. Mick and I are honored to be your co-hosts, and we look forward to introducing you to all the voices that are helping us achieve victory over cancer. And now, let's get into our first episode.
And I always have to think about what's important in life is to think to me of three things: where you started, where you are, and where you're going to be. Those are the three things that I try and do every day.
Mick, I'm so excited to kick off this podcast and am looking forward to learning more about the strength and inspiration that the V Foundation has instilled in so many people. But first, I really want to find out from you about how you first got involved with the V Foundation and really what inspired you to first become an advocate for cancer research.
Thanks, Samantha. I'm really excited to get started doing this with you too. And I come from a family of sports fans. College basketball was something that my entire family are fans of and have always watched together. And every year during V Week, you know, we always watched games together. And when they aired the Jimmy V speech, it was always 15 minutes of silence in our house sitting together and watching Jim's speech. So from when I was a kid, you know, it kind of had that tie to the V Foundation. And what led me here is I have a long history in sports PR. That's kind of my background, and in working for a PR firm before I eventually came to the V Foundation, I got the chance to work with some nonprofits and became pretty interested in that. But you know, never really thought I'd come in this direction, and then the opportunity came to work for the V Foundation, and it was something that was just something I really couldn't pass up. I mean, not to mention to work for an organization that has come so highly regarded and has the, you know, the tie with all the great work that ESPN does for them. But, you know, for me personally, I've always had a tie to cancer. My grandmother passed away when I was about 10. She had pancreatic cancer. And as anyone who knows pancreatic cancer knows, from diagnosis to when she passed away was, I think, about 6 months. So, yeah. And that's pretty common. So that had always been with me. And then, you know, when I, the first job I ever got out of college was working with the Baltimore Orioles public relations department. The person who hired me, her name was Monica Barlow, the head of PR in her early 30s, very young and very healthy, one of the healthiest people I've ever met. And sadly, when I worked there, she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer and passed away in 2014 from lung cancer in her mid-30s, which is just so sad. And, you know, she really gave me my first opportunity to in my career. And, you know, I have been forever grateful for that. It was just so sad to see what she had to go through as a young, you know, a young healthy person. I think that's the thing that is, you know, so scary about cancer and motivates so many people to work against it is that it can affect everyone. Sure. It's people's grandmothers and aunts and moms and dads, but it's kids and it's young adults and it's seemingly healthy people who can be affected by this. And it kind of touches everyone. And I think that motivates anyone who's working in this field.
Yeah, Mick, you're so right. It doesn't matter who you are. Cancer is out there. And it's hard for people who are affected and also for family members like you and I. Personally, my grandfather also passed away from pancreatic cancer. And like you said, it happened so quickly and it sucks. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And my sister, she is a breast cancer survivor. And it's so hard to see these things happen to the ones who we love. But the V Foundation, for me, and I think for other people as well, gives people some hope. When I first started, I found out that the V Foundation awards 100% of direct donations to cancer research and programs. And not only that, the V Foundation holds a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator and is also among the top 3% of all charities evaluated. And this is just so great for people giving money to the V Foundation. They can know that their money is going directly to research, which is awesome.
There's no doubt, Samantha. I think that's, you know, me personally, I tend to be a bit of a skeptic in general. And when you give to a cause, you want to believe that it's going to, the money you're giving is going to go to that cause. And, you know, the V Foundation is lucky to be in a position where they can do that because of an awesome endowment that the V Foundation has, thanks to generous donors and the partnership with ESPN that they have that allows that 100% of direct donations to go to cancer research and programs. And it really makes every single person, you know, every dollar you give is going to something that you know, it's going to something that you want it to go to. It's going to the reason that you gave it is to fund this research that that is happening not just in the area that you live, but across the country at, you know, the best of the best. And one of the things that the V Foundation does is we have a very rigorous process for how the V Foundation awards our grants. There's a selection process through a scientific advisory committee that we've put together that ensures that the grants that are funded by the money donated to the V Foundation are going to be the top researchers in their specific field at the top cancer centers across the country, which, you know, it makes you feel like your money's going to something that's actually going to get something done. And the V Foundation has awarded more than $250 million in cancer research grants nationwide in its history. And
some of the research that's coming from those grants is really exciting. And I'm lucky enough to talk to some of those researchers who are doing that work.
Definitely. I mean, Mick, in my mind, those people working in the labs, they are superheroes.
No question. I mean, we had our, at Halloween last year, our grants team here internally at the V Foundation dressed up as researchers with the tagline that cancer researchers are the true superheroes.
Oh, I love that.
And I think we all, I think we all truly believe that these are the folks who are really making a difference. And you know, we're lucky enough to be able to work hard with donors and corporate supporters to get them the dollars they need to be able to do this work and support what is hopefully a bright future when it comes to cancer research.
Yes, and actually, not only does the V Foundation fund cancer research across the country among all different types of cancer, like we talked about earlier, Mick, but there are also some really special funds that highlight very specific areas of need. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those?
Sure, yeah. In addition to their vSCholar and translational grants, the V Foundation has several special designated funds that hone in on specific types of cancer research. And I'm sure, you know, we'll dive into all these individually and more in depth in future episodes. But for a quick overview, one is the Dick Vitale Fund for Pediatric Cancer, which incorporates any research funded that focuses on kids battling cancer. We're so honored to have this named after Dick, who, alongside his wife Lorraine, just does an unbelievable job raising money for pediatric cancer research, whether it's through his gala each year, which raises millions of dollars, or, I mean, you know, if you've ever seen Dick on ESPN, how passionately he fights for this cause. That is not an act. That is who Dick is. And we're so lucky to have him be such a vocal partner with us on this fund. But we're also really lucky to have some other wonderful partners who contribute to this fund, including our friends at WWE, who raise money for pediatric cancer research through their Connor's Cure initiative, as well as MLB players like Buster Posey and Trey Turner, who've contributed to pediatric cancer research through the V Foundation. Pediatric cancer research is really criminally underfunded nationally, so it's an important fund for the V Foundation. And it's obviously sad when anyone gets cancer, but the thought of young people and kids having to go through all of this, what it means to their parents and their families, it's really tough to hear these stories and see these people that have to go through this. Personally, I'm a dad with an almost 2-year-old at home, and I just cannot even imagine. So this is really important work that we're very proud of. We also have the Stuart Scott Fund, started by the legendary ESPN broadcaster Stuart Scott, who passed away 5 years ago after his battle with cancer. This fund focuses on disparities in cancer research. So there are lots of studies out there that show that minorities suffer from certain cancers more than others. So this fund focuses on research that highlights those disparities and looks to put an end to them. It also highlights funding more African-American and minority researchers as well. So helping them get their labs started and get their research off the ground so that they can then take the path of cancer research in their careers. Stuart was a tremendous supporter of the V Foundation, and everyone remembers his incredible ESPY speech when he received the Jimmy V Perseverance Award back in 2014. And his daughters, Taylor and Sydney, are both incredibly passionate and supportive when it comes to pushing this fund forward in their dad's memory. Also, our friends at ESPN have done an amazing job supporting this fund, which really the goal is to help find reasons for why these disparities exist and hopefully the answers to solve them. We also have our Robin Roberts Thrivership Fund, which focuses on cancer survivorship. Was, of course, started by Robin Roberts, who is a board member for the V Foundation and a cancer survivor herself. This is a relatively new fund for us, but it's really exciting. We, of course, can't thank her enough for everything that she does. But the focus is on how we can improve the lives of cancer survivors once they've gone through their treatment and finished that journey. And she just does such a wonderful job for us.
Absolutely. And you can just tell how passionate these people are about raising money for cancer research, which just, I think that Jimmy V would be so proud.
Yeah. And I think folks like Taylor and Sydney and Dick and Robin and, you know, people like that who are so committed to the cause helps make what we're doing possible. But it's not just them. It's everyday people who are giving $10 or donating monthly or contributing in some other way. You know, it takes a real team to be able to do what the V Foundation does. And we're just really lucky to have so many folks who are a part of that team. And Samantha, we talked earlier about how almost every person we know has been touched by cancer in some way. And that can feel really heavy sometimes. And I think when we're going through those times and things get a little tough, you know, we can think about some of Jimmy V's motivating and inspiring words to help us get through it. And so, Samantha, I'd ask you, you know, how do you think we can best embody his words of don't give up, don't ever give up?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And I know we talked a little bit about this earlier, you know, about since 1993, the V Foundation has funded more than $250 million in cancer research grants nationwide, which is just huge. And all types of cancer research is funded at these leading cancer centers and, you know, all of these research facilities nationwide. And it's so inspiring to see these people come together, to see Dick Vitale and Robin Roberts and everyone around the country come together so that we can really support the cancer research that Jimmy V wanted, you know, to make sure that nobody else had to go through things that he had to go through. And I think the best way that we can continue to encourage Jim's legacy is to keep raising money for cancer research. And what I love about the V Foundation is that we're looking at all types of research grants, pediatric cancer, disparities among minority groups, like you mentioned with Stuart Scott, survivorship, and so much more. So I think that there's so many opportunities to raise money, and really the way to make sure that we can continue Jim's legacy is to continue raising that money.
Well, Samantha, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. Our first episode is in the books. Thanks everyone who tuned in and is out there working to help us achieve victory over cancer. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you'll get updates when a new episode is posted. It's available anywhere you get your podcast.
And for more information about the V Foundation, visit v.org or follow us on social media at the V Foundation.
Until next time.
To me, there are three things we all should do every day. If we do this every day of our life, you're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.